Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 4 January 2022, and welcome to tonight's program. We've got a very special guest tonight, folks. I mean, we're going to cover a topic that's been talked about for a year now. What happened January 6th last year? We're going to get a bird's eye. We're going to get an eyewitness of what happened on January 6th last year and get updated on what's going on right now with the people who are in jail and what's going on behind the scenes. We're going to talk to Nina May in just a few minutes. Before I do that, though, I'll make mention again that we are offering still the Omicron, the 14-page information on where the word comes from, Omicron, and what it means. And folks, I'm asking you to always look behind what you hear on the news. As I said last night, everything we see in the physical body is starts in the spiritual side. Always. I mean, out of the heart are the issues of life, folks, whether it's good or evil. And the name Omicron is not something they pulled out of their hat just to match some kind of disease. It isn't. It's far beyond that. We have 14 pages of information that you're going to want to have. If you have a computer, you can go to our website, pastorbutch.com, and find this under COVID news. You can find it on there, no problem. It's there. But if you don't have a computer to do this, let us know. And if you just pay shipping and handling, $5, I want you to see this and make copies, share it with your friends. I mean that. And the last teaching we did will be also up on, probably already all over the internet. You can go to, just type in the name Pastor Butch Paul, or type in Pastor Butch Paul Bible Studies. You'll see the teaching of this past Saturday, what the jab has to do with the mark of the beast. Now, folks, I'm not making this stuff up. I would never do that. I'm 73 years old now. I'm not going to start lying to people now and tell them something that isn't biblically sound, or at least enough evidence in the direction that we got to be real cautious where we go. It's a DVD or CD if you don't have a computer to watch online. For $10.50, you'll send you a copy of either one, and you can copy them. We don't have anything copyrighted. This could literally save somebody's soul and maybe save their lives, folks, if they stay away from the jab. This thing is poison. Many people are dying from it, more than what they want to confess. But now it looks like the CDC may have to announce as many as 400,000 in this country die from the vax. I'm serious. We'll see about that in the very near future. But from the jab and the mark and what they have to do with each other, it's so vitally important. Just call and let us know if you want it. You can call Lisa and you can order it online or order it through her if you like, credit card, or write to us, get her address, whatever you want to do. But you can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I have 5 bottles of Tranquil left, folks. That's the last one we get in the Tranquil. 5 bottles of Tranquil, a product you all have used and like. And I wish I could get some more, but it's 5 bottles all got left. I'm working really hard right now in trying to find some more REM sleep. It's been a fantastic item for people that have a hard time sleeping. All natural supplement that actually works. And I'm working hard to get it. And some of y'all still want it. Folks, we don't have any right now. We ran out of it and had a hard time finding some more. But we may be able to find some more in the near future, I hope. But Tranquil is going, it'll probably be going forever. So we have 5 bottles of it left. Remember, you get 3 for the price of 1. So if you want them, or the what's left, give us a call and tell Lisa you want the last 3 bottles or the last 5 bottles. And for another $10, we'll throw in the last 2 bottles. So it'll be $50.95 for all 5 bottles, which is a giveaway price, of course, obviously. But we have Tranquil, and that's all we have left. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. As I said, our guest tonight is Nina May. Nina May works on documentaries. She's all the time bringing forth information from behind the scenes. She happened to be, not happened to be, she was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th of last year. She videoed what happened up there. She saw what happened there. She knows the con behind it. She knows that I'm not a Trump fan, y'all know that, but Trump was not behind it, and she knows that also. She knows it was a setup. It was a trap setup. And we're going to share that with y'all tonight, what really happened on January 6th of 2021. Nina May, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's good to have you, honey. Now, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. I know you're a busy lady. I know you are, and I appreciate taking time to join us for a little bit and sharing some inside information about what happened on January 6th. And, folks, we may go beyond that to something else in a minute, too. And by the way, so far tonight, we cannot take any phone calls. The producer just told me the phone lines are messed up. Maybe sometime during the broadcast we'll get the lines back on. Don't know. Right now the phone lines, we cannot take any callers. But don't worry about it. Just stay tuned. You're going to have a lot to listen to about what Nina May has to say. Nina May, before we get started in the program, tell the folks a little bit about who you are. I mean, what do you do and why do you get involved in all this?
Well, I've been a producer, writer, director now for over 30 years, I guess. We have a group called Renaissance Women Productions. I started out with my own TV show as a host and producer, and then learned a little bit about.
By the way, what TV show was that? What TV show was that?
American Renaissance.
Okay, all right.
And that was probably about 25 years ago when I did that, and I loved the concept of editing, and so I learned how to work the editing machines also, and as a result of that, we said, well, shoot, we can do all this stuff in-house. So we started doing small documentaries. I had a radio show. It was like a daily commentary that I did. And so we started filming it. So you film it, and there would be pictures to match the narration, basically, is the best way I can describe it. And so that was on oneplace.com. It was one of the very first websites in the country that had video and audio. So we were kind of breaking ground there. And then we decided to do some larger and longer documentaries. One that we did about almost 20 years ago is called Emancipation Revelation Revolution. It was a history of the civil rights movement in America, the role that both parties played in it, what happens today to conservative blacks who leave that liberal plantation. And it educated a lot of people about the fact that the Democratic Party has always been the party of racism. They fought a war to keep slavery alive. They founded the KKK. They opposed the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. They instituted Jim Crow laws. And most people, especially Republicans, this is kind of sad, they don't know that the Republican Party was founded as the abolitionist party. That was the reason it was founded. And the first 6 of the 9 planks in their platform dealt with the whole issue of civil rights, emancipation, equal rights. And it's still the same party it's always been, and the Democrat Party, because of CRT, critical race theory, they're showing their colors. They're still the same racist party they've always been. And I challenge
you. You know, and we've been lied to about that also. We've been lied to about that for years. I mean, the Democratic Party is pro-black or pro-whatever, pro-minority, and they're the ones that have enslaved the people. They've enslaved the people.
Exactly. And everybody says, well, that was old news. But no, actually it's not, because when Joe Biden was vice president, he gave the eulogy for Robert Byrd, who was a Kliegel of the KKK. And so, you know, this is just recent history. And Hillary Clinton called Robert Byrd, the Kliegel of the KKK, her mentor, her conscience and her mentor. Chris Dodd, Democrat called him the conscience of the Senate. So, no, this isn't ancient history. They're still doing exactly the same thing, and critical race theory is exactly who the Democrats are. They are racist, pure and simple. And I'm not an apologist for the Republican Party by any means, but I'm definitely not an apologist for the Democrats. And they've gotten away with murder through the years, and it just needs to be called out.
Well, you know, more about you before getting to what we'll discuss what happened on January 6th last year. I went online and looked up information about you. And by the way, you're a very pretty lady. I want you to know that. But I looked up online about what you've done, and you've been really active in productions and for quite a while now, several years. And I just haven't, you know, sometimes I have to take time to watch some of your videos because they look very interesting.
Oh, thank you. We actually had a romantic comedy in the theaters when COVID hit. So we
oh, really?
Were able, as an independent producer, able to get a theatrical release in theaters all across the country. We were in for about 2 weeks, and then COVID hit. And it's called First Lady, and it's a romantic comedy. It's Corbin Burnson, Nancy Stafford, Stacey Dash, lots and lots of wonderful people. We had a blast making it. And it's basically about a woman who runs for the position of first lady to help the candidate who is going to be running for president because he's not married. So it's a real
cute, very cute
movie.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Your variety in what you do is amazing. It really is. You cover a lot of topics, even comedy.
Oh, yeah, I love comedy. Well, also, too, we have a TV series called Daily Bread, and it's post-apocalyptic. A solar flare knocks out electricity around the world, and seven millennial women are stranded on a farm. They're the cast and crew of a cooking show, and they've got to figure out how to survive now. But not just survive, but thrive. So you have them, you have the preppers that are about 5 miles away. They think they're ready, but they're not. You have refugees, you have the stragglers, you got the baddie biker dudes. And it's basically people trying to figure out how to make life work without electricity. And one of the points an elder person makes in there is that it's just electricity. Our parents lived without it. You know, what's the problem?
Well, you know, that's true, but it's not as easy as think it is. What's the name of that program again?
Yeah. It's called Daily what's Bread.
On TV Bread. Every day? Okay.
It's on TV on several channels. I know it's on Amazon for sure. I see it pop up every now and then. We've got one season, 12 episodes in the first season, and it's doing really well. People really like it, and it's fun. It's post-apocalyptic, but there's hope in it, and I love that about I love that genre. But I hate that there's no hope in a post-apocalyptic movie. So I decided to make it hopeful, and. It's great. We have the motto is if you like God, guns, and girls, you're going to love Daily Bread.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at someone right now. This is interesting. It truly is. But now you went to D.C. yourself on January 6th of last year, right?
Yeah, with my film crew.
And you went there just to film what was happening?
Yeah, we figured it was part of history. It was an historic time, not just because of the fact that it might be President Reagan's last time speaking, but because of the election inconsistencies.
You mean President Trump, of course. President Trump.
Not
Reagan. You said Reagan. That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, well, gee. I'm going back. That's so funny. Reagan. Oh, my gosh. Yes, President Trump. So we thought that it was going to be the last time, and we wanted to get it. We wanted to memorialize it. And also thinking that we might want to do a documentary one day, we wanted to own our own B-roll, because that's something that's very important when you are in production, is the licensing. And it can get very expensive and very complicated to try and license other people's video. So we always try and have a library of a video that we can choose from and use for our different projects. So it's very comprehensive.
And what was your estimation of how many people were there, do you think?
Oh, easily 2 million, no question. I've been to these. I've been going to these for almost 40 years, and I'm telling you, I've gotten to the point where I can look at the crowd and pretty much estimate. And usually, when I'm there, I've got people all over, and we're contacting each other, whether you're texting or calling or whatever, and everybody's reporting in on what they're seeing and their head count and everything. When the Promise Keepers did their Million Man March, it was agreed that it was about 1.7 million. The Tea Party, when they did theirs, what was it, 2008, 2009, maybe it was 2009, I guess, when they did theirs, it was about the same. It was about 1.8 million. There were far more people at this than that, or than both of those. And those are just two that I can think of off the top of my head that had that many people. And there were just people everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. It was incredible.
And how many law enforcement were there? How many people were standing around with guns and keeping the crowd in order? Who was there?
There was nothing to keep in order. I mean, it was a very, think about it, on January 5th, the night before, there was a prayer walk and a prayer walk around the Capitol. So all those people that came to town for the 6th had gotten in there a day or so earlier, and they were walking around the Capitol and praying. They were praying, you know, for the government. Those were the people that were there the very next day. It was a very peaceful crowd. It was like a carnival almost. There was no anger. There was no hate. There was no yelling or, you know, they stole the election. None of that. There was none of that. And there were police everywhere, but not really. I mean, you saw them just kind of hanging around, talking with people. People were getting their pictures taken with them. There were a few. We did see a few National Guard, maybe about a group of about four or five. We got a picture of them. We waved and said, thank you for your service. And everyone was very friendly. And we were running into people that we knew on the street, which was great. I had several friends from California who were also in production, you know, producers, writers, directors, even actors had come out for this because they were kind of thinking the same thing. They wanted to get some good B-roll, and they wanted to, you know, be a part of history and, you know, be there in the nation's capital. So it was a very, very friendly, very peaceful crowd. Even when they were shooting the flashbangs into the crowds, they didn't move. They weren't pushing forward. And I was thinking, are they trying to incite violence by shooting these flashbangs? Because it wasn't working. No one was pushing forward. They were just kind of staying there. They were singing a little louder, singing God Bless America a little bit louder and chanting USA, but that was it. There was none of that pushing of the bike racks. Let me just say this. When we got there, we were in the first wave that got to the Capitol. There were no bike racks. There were no guards. There was nothing. It was totally open. You could literally walk right up to the Capitol. And that's what everyone was doing. Everyone was walking right up to the Capitol. And they were walking in sort of a, I would say, in a an excited way, like a hurried excitement, as though someone had said there's free pizza up there. Because what they had heard, and we'd all heard, when, and you could barely hear it, but we all swear we heard the president say, I understand I'm supposed to go up to the Capitol too, or I'm supposed to speak up there. I'm not sure what's going on, but that's what I've heard. But you guys be peaceful and patriotic and, you know, have fun or whatever. And so we all thought we heard it, but we cannot find that footage anyplace. This says that with the president saying that he was going to go up there. But that's why everyone left. Everyone at the edges of this huge, huge, huge crowd. And when I'm talking edges, I'm talking like a quarter of a mile away from where the president was speaking. That edge where we were, we turned and we walked back up to the Capitol. And it takes about 45, 50 minutes to go from the White House to the Capitol. And so we had started at the Capitol and walked from the Capitol to the White House. That took 55 minutes. And this was a little bit closer because we were only on the outside edge, and we were on the monument side of the Capitol. So it took maybe 5 minutes less. But the president was still speaking when we got to the Capitol. When they're saying that all this violence was supposed to have taken place, that the president was supposed to have incited this, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. First of all, you couldn't hear him if you were there. And even if you were there and heard him say something, it would take you 55 minutes to walk up to the Capitol to breach it. Well, if you look at this, the timeline of when they were breaching it, the president was still speaking. People were still, you know, still down there by the White House hearing it. You didn't have cell service. The only thing you could do was text. So, because we tried to pull it up on our cell phones to watch it on one of the TV shows. we've texted a few people and said, do you see this on any channels? None of the networks were carrying it. So how is he supposed to have incited something when none of the media was carrying what he was saying? You couldn't hear what he was saying unless you were right up there next to the speakers. And even if he had said something that incited, it would have taken you almost an hour to walk up to the Capitol to do anything. So that whole incitement thing is baloney, and you have to look at the timeline. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's 14,000 hours of security tape in and outside the Capitol, all up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, all over D.C., and they've sequestered it. They will not let it be released. And why is that? Because it proves the point I'm making is that there's no way in God's green earth the president could have incited anyone to do anything that far away. Now, if he'd said, oh, there's a Washington Monument right there, go attack the Washington Monument. Well, yeah, it was right there. It would take maybe, you know, 10 minutes to get through the crowd to get to the Washington Monument. But that's not what they claim happened. So it's been a lie from the beginning, and all these poor people that came in and now are called domestic terrorists, they're little. I mean, they're being maligned and marginalized in such a horrific way. And it's just horrible what they're doing. And they're what I call, in the movie business, you have what's called extras. And I personally call them packing peanuts. What the packing peanut does is keep the vase or the star safe so that they can, you know, bring you in and they're the protagonist. And that's what the story is all about, is this hero. So all those people that were there that day were basically a backdrop for what the left wanted to do, and that was to embarrass the president and malign every single one of his supporters with the same big broad brushstroke of domestic terrorists. And I believe it's going to backfire on them as the truth comes out.
They toss that domestic terrorist statement around quite a bit. They wanted to call the people that got upset at the PTA meetings and be called the teaching children porn and CRT. They're domestic terrorists. I mean, they throw it around. It's like being a racist. I mean, if you disagree, you're a racist. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But how many independent filmmakers do you think were there?
I know of at least 20 easily.
None of that's made any footage on TV that I know of. Has anybody got managed to get on any kind of news broadcast at all?
Nick Searcy and Chris Burgard, who are fabulous documentarians, they've done a lot of things with Dinesh D'Souza. And they did ones called Capital Punishment because they were there and they were filming. They were kind of like we were. They had their film crew. We had our film crew. Several film crews everywhere, all around the Capitol from different perspectives. And every one of us came back with the same kind of footage and the same story that basically it was just a happy place. I mean, people were being, you know, just all American, chanting USA, singing God Bless America, singing Amazing Grace. I mean, some crowds were, you know, gathered together in prayer. I mean, it was just very, very peaceful. And
well,
the thing that got me was go ahead, ask.
Oh, no, you're ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's so many things going through my mind because you're covering so much territory, and all that's interesting. With 2 million plus people there, I have to wonder why are not more people, why that group speaking up about all these people being arrested and falsely accused. Where have all these people went? Are any of them trying to be a witness?
Well, the thing is the people that are in jail haven't even been charged with anything. I mean, they've been charged in the sense that, like, well, we're locking you up because we think you did this, but they've not had a trial. So you're innocent until proven guilty. They've basically determined them to be guilty, and they're not allowing them to have a trial with their due process being denied. And you're thinking, well, if you believe they did that, have the trial. But they've been in solitary confinement for a year now. It's ridiculous. So, and the bottom line is, if you keep people locked up like this, you're not allowing anyone to see the evidence. You're hiding all the video evidence that there is, 14,000 hours of video footage. What do you think people are going to think? Everyone knows that there's something fishy in Denmark. There's something wrong with this picture. If they truly did have the evidence against these plaintiffs, or defendants, I guess they are, they would bring it in. They would say, let's go to trial, and we're going to show you how you broke this law or that law or this law. But what law did they break? They can't possibly have broken a trespassing law because the Park Service has issued at least four permits for that day. So are they part of this insurrection? Mayor Bowser, on her official website for D.C., showed roads that you should take and you should avoid. You're coming in for the rally. Don't go down this street. It's going to be closed off. Go down this street. You'll be able to get in. So is she part of this insurrection? I mean, for them to sort of say this kind of just sort of happened, and because the president told everyone to, you know, smash the Capitol, is ridiculous on its face. It just doesn't add up. And again, go to the timeline. The timeline just does not work for what they're saying. And one of the things that we did, a 15-minute, very quickly that night, I put together a 15-minute video, and it's been out. I think one place has seen, they've had like 500,000 hits on it, which is great because we want everyone to see this. But it's only 15 minutes, and it was basically my narration of what I saw that day, and then I, you know, put the video to it. But one of the most unique things, very interesting, when they were doing the flashbangs, we said, okay, this is getting crazy, and I don't know if they're doing tear gas, but let's just go back to the behind the Capitol. So we were staging out of a townhouse behind the Supreme Court, kind of next to the Supreme Court. And when we got back, the TV was on, and it had live that all hell was breaking loose inside the Capitol, and that Ashley Babbitt had been shot, and all of this stuff was going on. And we're going, well, we didn't see anything like that. We didn't hear anything. I mean, but rumors just can go through a crowd like a knife through butter. I mean, it just goes very, very quickly. So I said, and I pulled up the binoculars, and I'm looking at the back of the Capitol, and I'm looking at the TV, and it's two different pictures. It's the same thing, but two different pictures. So where it says live, Capitol, all hell breaking loose, I'm looking at what's really live, and that's not what's happening at all.
Oh, wow.
So I said, I got to walk back over there. I got to see what's going on. And everyone said, well, look at this. The TV says it's so dangerous. You can't walk. I said, no, that's a lie. That's just not right. So I said, guys, we make movies. We know how this is done. Please, you know, let's do this. So anyway, so we walk back over. It's about a 4-minute walk. We get there. Everyone's peacefully walking around with their flags. They're singing God Bless America. Still exactly the same thing we'd left 30 minutes before that. And here was the interesting thing. All these Capitol Hill police are just kind of standing around. They're standing on the steps. They're talking to the Trump supporters.
The so-called live footage, was it recorded earlier then?
See, I don't know. Isn't that interesting? That's what is so weird about this whole thing, is that, okay, the guy that got the footage of the man with the gun that shot Ashley Babbitt.
I have to hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, Nina May. Hang on through the break, please. Folks, this is,
okay. Wow,
this is a lot more complicated than I thought it was. Wow. Don't go away. Hopefully get some calls next half hour. Don't know that for sure. Don't even try to call yet. I'll let you know if the lines get fixed. We're back after the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com
or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, I knew the next program was going to be interesting, but I had no idea how interesting. There's so many questions through my mind now that I want to ask Ina May about this. And Ina, before going further, how can folks find more about you? How can they get a hold of you by email or telephone or internet? What can they do?
If they go to our website, renaissancewomenproductions.com, there's like a contact thing there. If they do contact, and they can write what they want you to write, and then we'll get back to them. And then I'm encouraging everyone who is there to send their footage out to their friends, to post it somewhere, send it to their congressman, send it to Nick Searcy and Chris Burgard, who did the movie Capital Punishment that I was mentioning. You've got to see that movie. It's fabulous. But they'll collect this footage. I mean, if you send it to them, because they want to do another documentary with a lot of the footage from people that were all over the Capitol that day. And people
Give your website again. What's your website again?
Yeah, it's renaissancewomenproductions.com.
renaissancewomenproductions.com. And is this information getting out on any outlets at all besides maybe on YouTube or something? Are there any outlets at all that people can watch?
I've been doing a lot of the shows, a lot of radio and Zoom and Skype, and from all over the country. And so, yeah, we know that it's getting out, and people are calling in, and telling their stories. And that's what people need to do. Anyone that was there needs to tell their story. They need to write it down. They need to illustrate it if they've got photos, you know, put together a little video if they can, or just get the raw footage to their congressman and to like their local newspaper, to their friends, their family, anyone that they think should know the truth. They need to get this out, because what they've done, what the left has done, is they've intimidated anyone, scared people to death to not be involved because they don't want to get thrown in jail. Well, you're not going to get thrown in jail. So, you know, just put the fear behind you. Fear is not from God. God does not give us a spirit of fear. So if you were there, it was because God put you there for such a time as this, for that day, that time, so that now you can speak out in righteousness. And so I just want to encourage anyone that was there, if they're listening, to step up and and do the right thing. You know, share your footage, share your stories.
Are any of the congressmen or senators, anybody at all, listen to your story? Are they getting involved, or are they just ignoring it?
Yeah, no, there are a lot of them. Many, many, many are getting involved. I mean, you got Louie Gohmert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Bob Good, Jim Banks, Jim Jordan. I mean, a ton of them are involved. And I think that the left is scared to death that when these guys take over the House, then they're going to be doing a real January 6th commission, and they're going to be exposing Nancy Pelosi and there's other people. I don't want to say who, but Nancy definitely.
She's the
titular head of that entire thing, and she knew exactly what was going on. And that's why she won't release the communications between her and the sergeant at arms, what she told them to do. We know people that were there that they knocked on the door politely. They had no idea that whether you could go in or not. And they were buzzed into the Capitol, but there was no one there, no guards there, no security, what are they called, metal detectors there, nothing. And they just walked in, and they're kind of aimlessly walking around. And they ended up at the rotunda, and they're asking the policeman, where is everything? I said, oh, well, good, you're in the rotunda. This is great. And there's pictures over there of this historic thing and there's that historic thing. So I have so many people that tell stories like that that they literally had no idea that they maybe weren't supposed to be in there. They were just in there. And here's the thing. I've been doing these rallies for a gazillion years, and what always happens, if I'm repeating myself, please tell me. I've been doing so many of these shows today, I can't remember what I've said or done. But when you do these rallies, you get the permit. Park Services gives you the permit. You're going to be on the steps of the Capitol. Everybody knows that. You have your speakers, blah, blah, blah. Everybody does what they're going to do. And then they're released. The crowd is released then to go and see their congressman, go and see their senator, and, of course, to walk through the rotunda of the Capitol. It's always a part of it, always a part of it. I'll never forget when they did the Tea Party thing, the Tea Party rally that they did. That was, again, I think it was 2009. It was right after Obama was elected, and it was all about the health care stuff. And there were so many people. I mean, you could not even get close to the Canton House Office building. It was just layers and layers and layers of people there. And then when you finally walked around to the other side, the halls were just packed with people. The rotunda was packed with people, and there was not one incident of violence, nothing. And guess what? No one thought anything about it, because that's the way they do it. That's the way it always is in Washington, where you have a rally. Again, you get it starts with the permit from the Park Services, and then the rest is history. So for them to say they stormed the Capitol. No, they didn't storm the Capitol. I'm sorry. You had a few knuckleheads that did a few knuckleheady things. But the people were not storming the Capitol. You've got a lot of footage that shows them peacefully walking in and talking peacefully to the guards. And, great. There are a few other places where things were happening. Well, who was taking those pictures? How did they immediately get those pictures onto the news media? They had to have been with the news media. And so the fellow that shot the video of the man shooting, I can't remember, Michael Byrd, I think his name or something like that, who shot Ashley Babbitt, how did he just happen to be there? I mean, happened to have his camera aimed right at that gun and happened to be able to swing over and see her fall back. I mean, it was just like, seriously, we call that in the business the money shot. How did you get that money shot? Oh, let me guess. You signed a contract at 10 in the morning for $35,000 to show that kind of thing in the Capitol.
And I'll have to wonder how much Babbitt was paid to shoot her.
How much Byrd was paid to shoot her?
Byrd, I'm sorry. Babbitt? How much Byrd was paid to shoot her? Well, I mean, out of the clear blue, bang. She was doing nothing, just standing there.
She was going through the window. So
okay.
She didn't have anything in her hand. She was not threatening. She didn't have a gun. She didn't have anything. She was just going through a window. Okay, great. I'm not justifying that she should have done that. But the point is, it certainly does not justify being killed.
The shooter
killing her, and then nothing happens to him. No one could even figure out who he was for months and months and months. They were protecting him while this innocent woman is killed. That just doesn't make any sense.
The gentleman they had there dressed up in the buffalo head and all that, and what was he doing there? And these questions come to my mind. We saw him breaking out windows. We saw that. Was that the real protesters or somebody staged to do that?
Yeah, well, see, that's why they need to get all that footage, and that's why they need to bring all these defendants that are stuck in jail, bring them to trial so we can get to the bottom line of what actually really did happen. Because I'm telling you, a picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
why they're not releasing 14,000 hours of video footage from the security cameras, because it doesn't tell the narrative that they want to have told.
And
that's dangerous.
Are there any legal groups that will say patriot groups or Christian groups that are organizing to provide legal service for these people in prison right now? I know they've been given public defenders, which are most generally people that can't make any other way, and they certainly are not on their side. So, but are there any legal groups coming in saying, "Hey, we'll take care of this. This is pro bono."
I just saw one of the lawyers for one of the defendants on TV the other day, and apparently the defendant is very sick and needs help, and he's got celiac disease or something like that. So the lawyer was pleading with people watching it to do this. I know Tom Fitton's group, Judicial Watch, has filed FOIA requests to get a lot of this documentation, the videos, the security camera footage, the sergeant at arms. What are they called, the communications between him and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that went back and forth, and they're not letting people see it. And no one knows why. So Tom Fitton's group is doing an amazing job of doing the FOIA requests to get this information released.
Well, now, are these defendants, these unlawful arrested people, are they all in the D.C. area?
No, I think they're from, no, oh, right now, I think they're
in prison in D.C.
Yeah, I think it seems like last number I heard was like 40 are in D.C., but they keep moving them all over the country. And, for example, the one that Marjorie Taylor Greene saw, she somehow got in to see him, and then immediately they moved him out to punish him. They moved into some other location. Nobody knows where that is. So, yeah, they're playing games with them. And
has to be a huge, huge organized crime syndicate. I mean, this is, excuse me, from the White House guard to Nancy Pelosi, right on down to the guards in prison. These people have to know these men and women did nothing illegal, but they have to be in with it, or they would not be there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why I do believe that it's going to catch up to them. I think they've got a window of opportunity to do what they're going to do, because it's absolutely going to backfire on them. And I do believe that they're going to be Nuremberg type trials against these people, these jailers, the way they've been torturing these inmates, against the Justice Department, against all the way up to the Attorney General, who has known about this from the very beginning. Bring the president in there. Well, I think the president is clueless, to be honest.
I honestly don't think
he knows what's going on. So
it's sad.
Just
it's
leave him alone. And it's sad.
Have you been in contact with any of the families of those who are in prison?
No. I don't know any of them. I wouldn't know them. I see things on the news, and you talk to people who've talked to people. I know I've got a lot of the friends who are in congressional offices who are keeping me apprised of what's going on there. And, there's some of the congressmen that are very involved with it. But I don't know anybody personally. I don't know the prisoners personally by any means.
Well,
people.
And you honestly think that perhaps after election in November, if they swing back and control the House again and more in the Senate, and I say Republicans, folks, now you all know me, that I'm independent. I don't have much faith in the party. But if they would regain control, you honestly feel there's going to be something come out of this, and these lies will be exposed. But that's still 9 months away.
Yeah, it is, but. you know, we thought these people couldn't be in prison for a year in solitary confinement, and it actually went pretty fast. So that 9 months is going to go very fast, because you're going to need to get lawyers all set up. And I say also, too, there should be a class action lawsuit by every single person that was there that day who's called a domestic terrorist, and filed a lawsuit against every politician that's called them that, against every media outlet, against every talking head that has referred to them as domestic terrorists, and say a class action lawsuit. Base it on the Nicholas Sandman case, where the Washington Post and CNN and all of them called him a white supremacist and a racist and on and on and on, and he took them to court and he won millions of dollars. So yes, that's what you need to do with these people. You need to push back.
The ones I'm concerned for, of course, those in prison. I mean, the year went by fast for us. For them, I'm sure it's drug by. And how they've been treated inside there, I mean, nobody knows. Obviously, the truth's not getting out. But I'm glad that it is criminal. I'm glad that you did give us some reassurance that there's some congressmen and senators looking at this and actually saying something about it. Are people like Rand Paul? Is Rand Paul involved? He's supposed to be a strong patriotic conservative. Is he involved in this?
I know he's been outspoken on it. I know Ron Johnson's office is very involved with it. Like I say, Louis Gohmert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Bob Good, Jim Banks, Jim Jordan. There are a lot of them, a lot of really, really good people. And they're not letting it slide. They're not letting it slide. And like I say, I'm not the only person that's talking about Nuremberg-type trials when all the smoke clears. Because these people that have broken the law, that have committed these atrocities against innocent U.S. citizens, they need to serve time in jail. They need to have their rights taken away, because they don't deserve to have the rights. The way they're treating these people is beyond criminal. It's beyond criminal.
Well, you know, with all the work you've done, and you've worked with this, and this, of course, is not the only thing you've done. You're working with the CRT nonsense and in beyond that. Progress is being made, I'm sure, with the people that have got, you said, at the videos. I'm going to have a friend of mine who was there send his videos in like you asked him to. I'm going to have him send it to Senator Manchin and to Capio.
Yes.
I'm going to have him do that. Ask him to do that, if you would. He's also my producer for a ministry. I want him to do that. But so in your mind, we are making headway on this. It's just a slow process.
It's a slow process. But, you know, I think a lot of times that's the way the Lord works, because he needs the darkness exposed. He needs the evil to be exposed. If this had been solved in the first couple of months, we never would understand how deep this corruption is, and how illegal the actions of some of these people are. And also, the Lord does not want us to live in fear. And so the longer this takes, the more courage people get. You know what I'm saying? They say, well,
yes,
Shoot, I'm just not going to hide anymore. I'm not going to put my light under a bushel. I'm going to speak out against this. So I think that the left has overplayed their hand. I think they've absolutely, shown their trump card. They've just, it's over for them. It's downhill from here. And I really felt the Lord saying about this year, 2022, that this is a David versus Goliath year, and David wins. And there are so many cases out there of David versus the huge, big Leviathan government. And we think, oh, my gosh, how can you come against the government? It's so big and so huge and so awful. Well, no, it's not. Guess what? We have the God of the universe on our side. We have a victory in Jesus already. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we have it right there. We already have it. We just have to have the courage to step out and speak the truth and not be cowed by these people.
Well, as I've said many times, duty is ours, consequences are God's. His will be done. That's all I can say. I don't care.
Right.
I don't say I don't care who wins. I do care who wins, but there makes no difference whether we win on this earth or not. We win in the end. I read the last chapter. But now, none of these people have been before judged to plead guilty or innocent, or what's happened? I mean, if they haven't been charged, how do they plead?
I know. Well, apparently they bring them out before the judge, and then they say that they're going to be charged with something, but then they don't give them a court date. It's just crazy. I mean, they're just playing fast and furious, footloose, whatever they call it, fast and loose, with the law. And these are judges too that are allowing this kind of thing to happen.
That's what I say. This is all the way through. This is purely evil from top to bottom. But have any of these people been released at all, or have any pleaded out or paid bond or anything?
I think a few people have pleaded. What do they call it when you're not guilty, but
yeah.
Something I can't think. Well, like for example, the guy with the horns, Chansley, I think his name is. I think that they did take him to trial, and he's got 42 months of a prison sentence that he's got to serve now. And there was another fellow who pled, let's just say guilty. I guess he pled guilty, so he has a prison sentence. I just don't know how long it is. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to get them all to plead guilty, so that they don't have to bring the case to trial, because if they bring it to trial, they're going to have to show the evidence they have that they refuse to show. So I'm really hoping these guys hang tough in there and say, no, I want my day in court. Charge me with something so I can defend myself.
They're trying to make deals with him. They're trying to make, well, listen your time if you'll make a deal with us. Okay, and it does take real courage to stand up and say no. That takes courage.
Exactly. But they have the right to see the evidence that's formed against them, the exculpatory evidence. They have the right to see it. But they're not releasing it. They're not letting the defendant's lawyers see what it is that they are charging them with. You know, what is the proof? Show me the evidence. You're innocent until proven guilty. So prove me guilty. But they're not doing that.
Well, do you think it happened?
The whole judicial system on its head. Pardon?
Do you think anything had happened before the election?
Before the 2022 election?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. I honestly hope so, because it's just wrong that these people are still behind bars after all this time.
Yes, it is.
I really do hope something happens. I hope there's a break in it. You know, maybe the Lord can soften someone's heart that's working in the jail, and they're just disgusted by what's going on, and they have a heart and a conscience. Because I'm telling you, these people, what they're doing as jailers, they really need to be on their knees and praying. What must they do to be saved?
Agree.
Because I'm telling you what, they're going to be burning in the pits of hell for what they're doing. And there's always forgiveness. God will always forgive them.
If they ask. If they ask.
Later.
If they ask and repent. But this is,
right.
I mean, I'm thinking about, when I said the families, these families, whoever's in prison, probably most of them are men, maybe without breadwinners for their wife and the children. These families are suffering also. Not just, I mean, the ones in jail are suffering terribly, but the families are suffering also. That's why it's about families. This is part of their life. They're being punished also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's this one fellow that I think is the one with celiacs. He's a brand new father, you know, and he's been in jail for this whole year and hasn't been able to see his little baby. I mean, seriously, they let murderers out with like $1,000 bond.
Sure,
for nothing.
Sure.
Remember the guy that drove his SUV through the Christmas parade?
Oh, yes, yes,
they let
yes.
Let him out with like $1,000 bond. And well, he's back out on the street. The young
that was,
man
that was,
shot
that was
up
planned
that
by the
school.
Left. That was planned by the yeah, left, but, obviously. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, the young man who shot up the school, he was out like $500 that same afternoon. You know, he killed people, and nothing happened to him. So
this is America today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's
got to change. And like I say, I think maybe the Lord allows things to get so bad that it wakes people up and they realize, oh, my gosh, if we don't do something now, we're not going to have a country tomorrow. So I'm thinking that's the reason he's allowed it to get as bad as it has to wake people up.
Well, I pray so. I truly do. I know the masses probably don't pay attention to it, but thank God people like you out there that do, and there's lots of us out here that also try to pay attention. And folks, you've heard a first-hand view what happened on the 6th of last year, and what you've heard on the news is obviously a lie. Most of it is just flat-out lies. And we see this happening, and it's been set up as another scenario. And I have to believe, too, maybe 9 of May, that these people were lured into a snare. Would that be a good way to put it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a setup. It was an absolute setup. And, you know, unfortunately, those people that were in there first were the ones that, you know, were the low-hanging fruit, as you could say, and they got picked off first. And it's just really very, very sad because there really is nothing illegal about going into the Capitol. If they went in through a locked door or like the ones that did break the windows to get in, yeah, that's trespass. You can't do that. That's breaking and entering and, you know, on and on. But if the door is open and there's no one to tell you not to go in there, and people through history have gone in there, so that's the precedent that's been set, there's no way in the world you would think you're doing something illegal.
Sure.
You're just walking in with everyone else. So why would you think that, oh, gee, I better not do this. I'm breaking the law. What law?
Well, now, again, folks, her website is renaissancewomen.org. Is that right? .org or .com? I'm sorry, .com.
RenaissanceWomenProductions.com.
Yeah, productions.com. Yeah. Okay, folks, look it up. Running out of time. We're down at the last minute or so, 9 of May. What else do you want to say very quickly?
Just trust the Lord and pray. Pray for the country. Pray for those that are not saved. Pray for the bride of Christ that Jesus comes soon.
Amen.
And, you know, I just feel that things are happening so quick and so fast. You better be on the right side. Do not be lukewarm. God's going to spit you out of his mouth, either hot, warm, or cold against
Amen.
Him. But you got to make that decision now. I hope you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because it's coming down to that very quickly.
Very quickly. I think 2022 is going to be a pivotal year, and I'm just giving my two cents in. I don't know if it's going to be a good year as far as we're concerned, as what we're used to. Normal is going forever. So we've got to work together, folks, mm-hmm. pray together, stand together, and do what's right no matter what the cost. Our Savior did it for us. He paid for
exactly.
us. He paid for us with everything he had. Surely we can right. stand for him in the world and help people need help. And Nina May, thank you so much. May we do another program sometime?
Sure, you betcha. Sounds like fun.
Well, I love what you're saying. I want to know more about what you're doing. I'm going to do some more research on you. And if you get a chance, check out our website, pastorbutch.com. You may find some things that are interesting. And you may want to watch your last teaching this past Saturday. Type in my name, look it up. I think you'll find it very interesting also. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, God bless you, Nana May. I'll talk to you soon.
Bless you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, we will see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we've got a guest from David Hevener. We'll tell you about him when we get there. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.